And you may be familiar that we exist to reach seekers, build believers, and strengthen the church so that other people near and far can discover Jesus, follow Jesus, and serve Jesus. Now that in-between place, the near and far, and the here and there, and our neighborhoods and nations, that middle section, we know about with our local outreach, and on a regular basis too as a church, we try to connect with our international workers so that we can understand what that far place looks like. And today we have one of those opportunities. I met and Meg met Rick and Tammy Romano about 20 years ago. And you know that the longer you're in ministry or connected with a group, the more people you see kind of ebb and flow into different places and different locations. And it's been great to watch Rick and Tammy as God has used them and moved them to various places. And currently they're in the Dominican Republic. Well, currently they're right there on row three on the piano side of the church. But they live and they serve in the Dominican Republic. And Meg and I were able to visit them in February. And they arrived yesterday afternoon and we'll spend about 24 hours together. And last night, Rick and I got so wrapped up in conversation in my backyard that Tammy went to bed and then Meg went to bed. Meg let the dog out and the dog, you know, did his thing. And so we were able to spend some great quality time, just the two of us and the little baby quail chirping in the darkness. And it was time to go to bed. So we got up, walked to the sliding glass door, and Rick said, "Hey, are we supposed to go in another door? This one's locked." And I thought, "What?" And so I thought, "Well, we'll go through the garage." We got to the garage door. That one was locked too. I had to crawl into my shed to find the secret key to get into the house. And so anyway, Rick, we've had a few adventures together, and thanks for the adventure last night. And we'll see what God has for us in the years to come. But Rick, would you come and share? And everyone, don't wave to Tammy because that'll embarrass her. But there she is. You can talk to her after the service. Rick, we are so glad that you and Tammy are here and excited about the growing partnership that your ministry has with Hidden Creek. And we truly are an alliance serving Jesus in places near and far. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for the invitation. And it's always good to be back stateside visiting family and you know, always a treat. I'm going to take my glasses off since they fog. Aren't those masks or the face coverings nasty in the sense if you wear glasses? It's like, oh, you know, I remember I grew up playing hockey and we had face masks. And back when I was a kid, we would put shampoo on the face mask and it would keep it from fogging. I've done that several times and my glasses still fog. So maybe it's because I'm not on skates. I don't know. So, as Tim mentioned, have some connections to the Pacific Northwest, and about 25 years ago, pastored in Shelton, just a few hours away from here, and so we lived there, and then you know, we moved from there to another church, and then came back to the Pacific Northwest, and we were in Kelso for a few years, and then more recent, we were in Mexico for 6.5 years, and then left there and felt that the Lord was leading us to the Dominican Republic. And so we've been there going on 9 years now, and living the dream. You know, it's nice and warm all day, every day. You know, there's when it gets really cold, it gets into the 60s. You know, here it's cold for us. If you want to put the first slide up, this is our family. So I'm the good looking one in that picture. And if you want, no, I won't take my mask off, but you can see my goatee. You know, there you go. So Tammy and I have been married for 30 years. I know that I don't look like I'm that old because of my, you know, the face covering, but you know, Tammy is really that old. So you can see.
Oh boy.
Yeah, you got it. You got this for like 45 minutes, so get prepared. Anyway, we have four kids. Jonathan is our oldest, and he is married. He married Mirari going on 3 years this summer, and Mirari's a doctor, and she's famous now because she made it on Instagram and Facebook with the Dominican Republic government. And so she was out there checking COVID patients yesterday. Pray for her as she is on the front line in the Dominican Republic. So then we have three girls. Rebecca graduated from Nyack College this last, her undergrad, and now she's going get her MBA at Nyack. And Nyack, if you didn't know, they're moving. Nyack is one of our alliance colleges in Nyack, New York. It was in Nyack, New York. They had so much money they didn't know what to do with, so they moved from Nyack to Manhattan. And yeah, right. So anyway, they're moving to Nyack to Manhattan. And so Becca is going to start her MBA in September. And then we have twin girls, Abigail and Mariah. And they said that they were going to go to different schools, and we joked and said, well, how long is that going to last? Who's gonna wimp out first and quit and then go to the other school? So they finished their freshman year, and they're going back to their schools. And it was like, wow, this is interesting. So we head back to, our girls are down in Oregon, Eugene, Oregon, with their grandparents right now. And tomorrow we head up to Canada to visit my folks, and we'll be there for a couple weeks and visiting all around. So anyway, that's a little bit about us. So let me pray, and then I'll get started. God, we thank you so much for today. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for the opportunity that we have to be together. And we pray for those that are at home, Lord, that are watching, that they still feel like they're a part of a bigger family than just themselves. And Lord Jesus, we pray in your precious name that you would be with us. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would speak in and through me today. Lord, that the words that come out of my mouth are from you. God, I pray that you would go before us. In your holy and precious name we pray. Amen. So today I wanted to share with you, back 5 years ago, we started our own nonprofit. And it's called Mission 2535, and it comes from Matthew 25, verses 35 and 36. But I want to read a few verses before and a few verses after. So if you have your Bibles with you, you can turn to Matthew 25, and I'm going to start reading in verse 31 through 40 to give the full picture of this passage. But Matthew 25, 31 through 40. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Wow, what a passage. In the simplest of terms, that's what missions is. Living out Matthew 25, verses 35 and 36. Helping those who are in need. The challenges, the next slide please. The challenges that people face in the Dominican Republic are significant. Yet, they're not unique just to the Dominican Republic. But we believe that our approach is unique. Clean water is inaccessible to the majority of the people in the Dominican Republic. Like other parts of the world, the unemployment rate is high. Like other parts of the world, young people stop going to school so that they can help provide for the family. That's not unique just to the Dominican Republic. There's only 1.5 doctors per 1,000 people in the Dominican Republic. Okay, that's not unique just to the Dominican Republic, but we believe that our approach is different. Back 5 years ago, we started this this new project. We're building a sustainable community in the heart of the Dominican Republic, hopefully meeting the needs of clean water, food sustainability, education and job training, and healthcare. Everything we focus on falls into one of those four areas. Those are our four pillars, Mission 2535. Next slide, please. Why are we doing what we do? Why are we on mission? Why is the Christian Missionary Alliance focused on missions? Next slide, please. Why? The first is because we care. Why do we do what we do? Because we care. Matthew 25, verses 37 through 39. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger, invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison? What I'm so amazed at with this passage, next slide please, that one of the things that strikes me is that it was second nature to them, what they did. They didn't, you know, think about it for a long time, but when they seen someone who was hungry, they fed them. They didn't say, well, I see that you're hungry, and I'm not sure that I have the resources. But they fed them. They didn't sit down and eat their meal in front of them. They didn't see someone who was naked and go, wow, I'll pray for you. See, in the church today, we have so many committees, right? And we talk about doing all of this stuff that God's called us to. But yet we get bogged down. And this passage in Matthew 25, all of this stuff, it was second nature. They didn't know that they were doing what God has called us to do. They seen someone who was hungry, and they fed them. They seen someone who was thirsty, and they gave them something to drink. Amazing. What would the church look like if we actually lived out Matthew 25, verses 35 and 36? Next slide, please. I don't have my glasses on. I can't see that. Next slide. Next slide. So, why do we do what we do? Because we care. And so these are the water filters that we give out. They're Sawyer water filters. They're as big as this handheld microphone. And they will filter out 360 gallons of water a day. Why do we do that? Because we care. Over 3,500 people go to the emergency room every week in the Dominican Republic because they drink dirty water. This is the picture on the left. This is the first time that we handed out water filters. And so I told one of our workers, I said, get the dirtiest, nastiest water that you can. And so he went to our fish tanks and got the 2-liter bottle and then put the filter on top. And so the bottle on top is the dirty water, squeezed it, and the water came out pure, clean. And then he unscrews it and takes a drink and he passes it down the line. These are our workers at Community of Hope. And I'm at this end taking a picture. And I thought, before it comes down to me, I probably should go all the way around on the other end and grab a picture so I don't have to take a drink. But I didn't. I took a drink. Why do we do that? Why do we hand out water filters? Because we care. Next slide, please. We minister at a local dump. And we went and we took 50 water filters and gave them to the workers there. Why do you do what you do? Have you ever asked yourself that question? Why do we do what we do? Next slide. So we go to a youth rehabilitation center. Why do we do that? because we want to share the gospel with these young boys. We go and we play basketball with them. We share food with them. We share testimonies and we share the gospel. We go and do that because we care. Next slide, please. A couple years ago, there was a really bad hurricane that went through the Dominican Republic. It was the same one that devastated Puerto Rico. And so there was this lady who sent my contractor a video. And she took it from the inside of her house. And there was so much water coming inside her house. And my contractor sent it to me and he said, "Can we do anything about that?" And my heart just broke. And so I put up on social media, I said, "Hey, can anyone help financially? We want to build this lady a house." And at that time, the houses that we were building were about $3,000. It's a shed, 20 by 20, 25 by 20 shed with two bedrooms. And so in a matter of 2 months, we were able to raise over $30,000. And we've built, since then, we've built 26 homes for people in the Dominican Republic. This is one of those homes. Imagine going through a Category 3 hurricane in something like this. Next slide. But now she lives in the Pepto-Bismol house. We allow them to pick out the colors, because if we picked out the colors, earth tones, you know, they'd be really mild colors. And, she loved pink. And this is her house. But to see at the end of the day, her and her daughter living in this house and just, you know, bawling her eyes out. Imagine if somebody came to you and said, "Hey, I want to give you a house." Because that's what it is, folks. And no strings attached. And then our district superintendent, he always wants to do this service. And I said, "Please, let's just walk away. Build it. And let's just walk away, hand him the keys." And he goes, "No, we have to have a service." And I wasn't going to show up to this service. Because I thought, no, we just need to give them the house with no strings attached. And so they had this service, and I went, and I realized at that point why they have a service. Because he preaches the gospel. And out of the first 10 homes that we built, 8 of the people prayed to receive Christ at that dedication. That's why we do what we do. That's why we do what we do. That's why we build these houses. Because we care. Next slide. We go door to door praying with people. And when we did that in the beginning, we would just go from house to house, pray with people. And then, similar to, you know, things here, there's need. And so we decided to spend $100. $125. So we would spend $25 on groceries. And every house we would pray with them, and then we would leave and give them a blessing. What a blessing. And again, some of our pastors that we do that with, it's amazing. They go into communities where they don't have any contact. And they say, "Hey, let's be a blessing to these communities." And so we try to go with no strings attached in the name of Jesus. I heard Tony Campolo speak years ago. And I got this idea from him because he did it in downtown Philadelphia. Downtown Philadelphia, going door to door praying for people. I did it in Canada, and there were many times that we had doors slammed in our face. But in the Dominican Republic, wow. You know, I can't remember a time that we've been not invited to come in. But what an opportunity to see how people live and to see where they live and to be a blessing. Why do we do that? Because we care for the people in these communities. Next slide, please. We go to the dump where there are 50 men and women picking through the trash. A garbage truck comes, dumps the garbage. And they don't run from the truck like probably you and I would do, but they run to the truck, ripping open these bags of garbage to go through this garbage to pick out the treasures. Plastic, metals, cardboard. And just in the last couple weeks, we've actually started our plastic recycling factory, and now we're buying the plastic from them at fair market value. So we go to the dump to minister to them, to share a meal with them, to share the gospel with them, and now we're buying plastic from them. What an opportunity God has given to us to bless them in that way. There's been times that we've gone to the dump where we've shared the gospel, and the 6 or 8 men and women have prayed to receive Christ. That's why we do what we do, because we care. Next slide. We go to a nursing home. Next slide. We go to an orphanage. And again, all of this, why do we do it? Because we care. Why do we help people? Why do you help people? Why is the source even around here doing what you're doing, handing food out to those who are in need? Because we genuinely care for people. Why do we do what we do? Why do we help people? I really hope that it's because we care. Next slide, please. The second point is because we can. 2 Corinthians 9, next slide, or is that on there? Yeah, if not, you can go to the next, there we go. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7. Let each one do just as he proposed in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Amen?
Amen.
Next slide, Galatians 6, 10. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Next slide. John Wesley said it this way: do all the good you can by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as you can. Wow. Simply put, do what you can with what you got. God has blessed us. It's amazing to see, as Sherry had mentioned, you know, you have stepped up and are continuing to give. It's amazing to see people walking alongside of us at this time so that we can do what we can. Over the last 4 months, we've been able to hand out rice and beans and eggs and fish, and we've done squash. We've served over 110 churches, over 1,000 people over these last four months. It's amazing to see what God has done in us and through us. Next slide, please. Next slide. So over 5 years ago, in January of 2015, we bought some property and we built this building. This was the first building on our property at Community of Hope. And it's a furniture factory and a recycling plastic factory. Next slide. So in the back part, we have a furniture factory, and they're making bedroom suites and any furniture that you could think of. Why are we doing that? Because if you go back to our four pillars: clean water, food sustainability, education, and job training. So we're training up these young men, giving them a job and sending them out. And so what an opportunity that we have to bless them. Next slide. Just last week, we started with our plastic recycling factory. This is Makos, and he's the one in charge. And so we got this flatbed truck sent from Pennsylvania, and it has been a blessing already just in the last few weeks that we've had, because they've been able to go to the dump, and that's all plastic. The bottom picture is all plastic from the dump that we were able to get from them. Next slide. This is our aquaponics greenhouses and our chicken coops. We, at any one time, we have about 10,000 tilapia and some chickens laying eggs. Next slide. Back a year and a half ago, we opened up our vocational technical school, and this was the grand opening. We graduated 300 people. Next one. And so that was in our factory. And what a blessing that we're able to educate these people who who are looking at furthering themselves so that they can help their family by giving them more. And so whether it's computer classes or whether it's electrical classes, or you've seen a picture there where they were doing makeup or barber, whatever it is. And so we have partnered with the government. They actually pay our teachers. We just provide the space. So what a blessing that is to partner with them. Next slide, please. This is a medical clinic that we have. And again, going back to our four pillars: clean water, food sustainability, education, job training, and healthcare. And so our desire is that we would be able to buy a school bus and then renovate that and have a mobile medical clinic. Next slide. So we do this because we can. We do it. Why do we do it? Because we care, because we can. Next slide. We have some chicken coops. At one time, I think we had at the most about 6,000 chickens. It's not because I like chicken, but it's, we can make a profit, and we do that so that we can plant more churches. In the last 5 years, we've been able to help plant 5 churches. Right now, we're helping 2, paying the pastors and the rent, and to see the churches thrive because of what God is doing through these pastors. Next slide, please. So we have 10 acres of land, so we'll have anything from yucca or plantains to papaya. Right now, I think we have sweet potato that's planted in there. We have goats, we have pigs, chickens, fish, might do quail. I've heard there's some money in the quail eggs. Next slide. We have bees. We have 5 hives right now. And so, you know, we're looking at anything that we can do to help fund these church plants. The third point here is, why do we do what we do? Because we're called. Acts 16, verse 9. A vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing and appealing to him and saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. Why do we do what we do? Because we care, because we can, and because we're called. Ephesians 2, verse 9. Next slide, please. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. Folks, it's not an option. It's not an option. We are all called. For we are his workmanship. There's not one person here that is not called to do what God has called us to do, to live out the gospel. We are all called. For us, for Tammy and I, God has called us to the Dominican Republic. For you, God has called you here. It's not an option. We're called to do his work. It's not a suggestion. Reaching people with the gospel or helping meet the needs of those who are in need. That's what God is calling us to do. That's what God is calling the church to do. And it's going to look a lot different in the days to come. It really is. But God is calling you to be involved. If you can go to the third to last slide. It says, how can you partner with us? Yeah, just keep going. There's a few slides. Go. How can you partner with us? You can pray. Please pray for us. We are in need of people praying for us. If you want to be a part of our prayer team, we send out a newsletter once every couple months. We started doing a podcast over the last, since COVID hit, and we send out a podcast every, if you're on Facebook, you can see that every week. We release it. You know, you search and you find out when is the best time to release a podcast, and they say Wednesday morning at 2 a.m. And we said, what? 2 a.m.? Like, who's up at 2 a.m.? Okay, one. So I would get one person live. But believe me, we did, you know, we tried Wednesday at 10 a.m., Wednesday at 12 noon, Wednesday at 7 p.m. When's the best time? Wednesday at 2 a.m. You know, because when you wake up, it's the first thing that comes in your feed. It's like, oh, cool. So it's working for us. So if you want to know how to pray for us, you can watch that. You can sign up for our newsletter. Go to our website. At the bottom of the homepage, there's a place for you to sign up for that. Next is next way you can pray is you can give. Give to the Great Commission. You know, the Christian Missionary Alliance that you are a part of, a bigger organization. We're in over 80 countries around the world because of churches like Hidden Creek. Continue to give to the Great Commission. And third way that you can partner with us is that you can come. Tim said that he wants to bring all of you back because he's going to set up 5 more hives. No, I'm just kidding. But you can come. Come to the Dominican Republic. Serve with us. Walk alongside of us and work with our churches there. Pray, give, go.